You know, former President Donald Trump was out with a statement long before anybody from the administration had anything to say. Joe Biden was in hiding. And Joe Biden continues to stand by his flawed policy, if it's his policy at all. Who knows who's running the show? Maybe he was instructed to do this by somebody. Maybe he was instructed to do all of this. Maybe he was instructed to be a distraction. Maybe his medication is just keeping him propped up long enough for them to ram through this socialist agenda. Yeah, it sounds a little tinfoil hat, but you have to wonder at this point. They can't possibly be this stupid, can they? I mean, it's not possible for them to be this incompetent, is it? You wouldn't think so. You'd have to work hard to be this incompetent, to fail this badly, this spectacularly on the world stage over and over again. You'd have to work hard to be so foolish to open the American border at the South, letting through anybody who wants to come in, terrorists included. You'd have to be working really hard to close Bagram Air Force Base, that's been the beating heart of the American efforts in Afghanistan for 20 years. You'd have to work really hard to be this incompetent, and yet that's where we find ourselves. In a place with no leadership, weakness displayed for all to see. We told the Taliban, yeah, I bet they're just shaking in their boots, their American-made boots, with their American-made rifles and helicopters and armored personnel carriers and rocket launchers and mortars and howitzers and night vision and heat-seeking vision and all of that. I bet they're quaking in their American-made equipment. About $30 billion worth, give or take. This is the most embarrassing episode of American foreign policy that I ever recall. I wasn't alive for the Bay of Pigs when John Kennedy had that massive failure. But the difference between John Kennedy and this guy, Kennedy had the guts and the spine to stand there and go toe-to-toe with the Soviets and look them in the eye. And so you move those missiles, or there's going to be war. This jellyfish doesn't have a spine of any sort. It's absolutely disgusting. I want to go to bite number 8. General H.R. McMaster, echoing what I've been saying for a long time, and that is, it's going to get worse. You see, because in 3 days' time, when we hit our deadline and Americans are left behind, not by choice, by the way, then you've got a hostage situation. Then you've got Americans being murdered by ISIS. Are you ready for the beheadings to return to a video tape near you? The violence, the vulgarity, the slaughter that we've seen is going to get worse. Listen to this.
It's going to get worse, right? It's going to get much worse. And what we have to remember is, you know, the Haqqani network, who used to run the Kabul attack network, is now in charge of security in Kabul. You compound that with the 5,000 that we made the Afghans release from prison, and then you compound that further with all the prisons being empty now of ISIS, Khorasan, and Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. And so what we now have is a new epicenter of jihadist terrorism that is going to be a grave threat to the world. So the question is, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do now? Well, the president's sleeping. He doesn't get up till at least 8 in the morning, you know that. Into bed early, Joey. Got to get your sleep. Thank you, Jilly. Or should I say, thank you, Jilly. I don't like those guys from Fox News who are mean to me. I know, sweetheart. We'll try to take care of that. By the way, a report here that the White House staff is afraid to tell Joe Biden and Jake Sullivan that they are wrong about what they're doing. that the blood of the dead Marines and U.S. soldiers and Navy medic, the blood of those victims, is on their hands for their folly. Their folly. This is a reckless, pointless exercise that was completely avoidable. All of this was avoidable. And I'll guarantee you this. What we're witnessing here, we would not have witnessed if Donald Trump were still in the White House. That is a fact. Because Donald Trump didn't have a fatality in Afghanistan for the last year of his presidency. Why? Because he told them quite clearly, you kill one American, you injure one American, and the deal's off. And we'll come pound you back into the Stone Age. That is why nobody died for 18 months until yesterday. It's gut-wrenching, to say the least. It's gut-wrenching for the families waiting for the knock on the door coming today, if it hasn't already. Those killed, not identified yet. We'll let you know when they are. We have some other big news coming as well, but we're going to keep with this a little bit longer. We have a former Delta Force member, a man who works special forces in Afghanistan, joining me in just a couple of minutes here on the program. You'll want to hear his take on the collapse of this administration and the embarrassment and the weakness being showed by the United States military, the best in the world, being embarrassed by a group of terrorists. Quick break. We'll be right back.